Welcome to Flix Talk 113. Can't believe the numbers are already going up for our Flix Talk. And we have timed it really well. So I think we are already counting down to the 200th episode. And also moving towards an upcoming community update that will be getting its 100th edition as well. So a lot of milestones just in terms of sharing updates with the community and Yeah. Welcome, good morning, good evening, good afternoon from whatever time zone you're joining from. Shout out to all the creators, members of the Flixverse, our validators, node host, projects and partners, and of course the lovely Flix fam from wherever you're joining us from. Thank you for taking out the time. This is calling this week. An eventful week will be an understatement. There is a lot going on. And so what we call the Flixverse, which is our community, will be showing up in small pockets almost across the globe in the coming week. We have NFT NYC coming up in this week. And I think it's already started here. And many of our creators will be there along with, you know, other projects on the Cosmoverse. And we are having Flix Feast, which is a creator brunch at the heart of NFT NYC. It's going to be a really fun event. We have Flix Friday's April edition coming up. So we'll be talking about that. This has been a very eventful week on our apps as well, with new collections launching on Omniflix Market, with the node migration. I would say like most of the NFT media and everything is back. So we're really thankful for all the support of the community and for their patience. And just really psyched for what's coming. And you'll be seeing a lot of Omniflix repping them, like an Omniflix crew and members of the Flix community repping the Flixverse in different events. I think I've got Sisla here. So hi Abhishek.
Hello. Yeah, hi Jatin. Hi. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good, very nice. Quite an eventful week, I should say.
Yeah.
More than today, right? So do we talk about the event? Do we talk about the Instagram? Do we talk about all the activities that are happening within Omniflix and projects that Omniflix is contributing to? Oof.
Would love to start with some updates engineering side and where we are contributing. I think people have some idea about how that is going.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm sure. Let's start off with the engineering updates as per usual programming, then maybe the Phronetics updates. Today, who's the guest, Jatin? Who's the guest?
We have Danny planned for this thing, but he was a bit occupied. It's like another one of those scheduling stuff. So I think this week we have like lot more of it, like dedicated to talking about our own upcoming
mismatched. No, it's fine. Today, the Omniflix crew, I think, are, you know, probably the guests. And, you know, we have a lot to share. We never usually take a break from featuring external contributors and then, like, go talk about Omniflix. But I think today is the day. Incidentally, it happened. And planning to make make use of this time to interact with the community. So if any of you have any questions at any point in time during the space, do not hesitate to let us know. You can join us by requesting to speak, and we'll have you up here on the stage. All right, all right. Yeah, and the fanatics, if any of you can join us here, do not hesitate. Would love to hear some of your updates. And we have our cameo host, Ajit Chetan, that is also over here. So Chetan, please do join us and let us know about the Flix Friday campaign that the fanatics and the Flix crew members are working on. All right. From an engineering standpoint, right, we did have quite a lot of improvements over the last, last week. You know, we were still talking about updating.
So I've got Chetan and Super as well here. Just like you want me to start with Flix Friday updates, maybe?
Yeah. Hello. Oh, were you able to hear me up until now?
Or, in between, I think for 5 to 10 seconds, lost you there. But yeah, all good.
Okay. I think I was quickly talking about the engineering updates, and then I'll hand it over to Chetan and Super for their side of updates, and I'll join you guys back. So yeah, from an engineering standpoint, as we discussed, we should be able to see a lot of infra updates. Of course, these are under the hood updates, so you might not really notice that these updates are live, or you might not have noticed them, but you can feel these updates when you access the apps. It will be fast. Apps are definitely faster. The media, you know, within these apps, be it images, be it videos, they're loading faster as well. We do have code optimizations as well that I think are being pushed as we speak, and there'll be more this week. There is a new UI for the Omniflix TV interface. Creators, you know, publishers, if you are someone that watches videos on Omniflix TV, you should be able to check that out as well, right? But this is right now on DevNet, and you'll be able to, view this on mainnet in the coming weeks. Not coming weeks. I think it's not in weeks anymore. It's in the matter of days, few days, right? Maybe 10 days or 15 days is also days. So in about 1 to 2 weeks, you should be able to see the new UI with an Omniflix TV go live. So that is what most of the media, you know, as you can see, is now accessible. If there are any more issues, of course, you know, the same suggestion that we gave last week applies. You can just upload the files if you have them, the same file. If not, you can just let us know so that we can understand the root cause, right? You can let us know on, you know, be it in a public or a private group. You don't mind, you can let us know anywhere on Discord, Telegram, or Twitter. This is with respect to the infra, you know, issues that we had, and, you know, some of the migrations that were being taken care of, right? So the apps are, please do check out the apps. If you have any issues, do not hesitate, let us know. If you have any testimonials, you know, regarding the app, also do not hesitate, let us know. This is one side of engineering. Contracts, yes, we're still prepping to take them open source. You know, quite a lot is happening. So the contract, from an engineering standpoint, the contracts are undergoing development. Of course, they are not yet open source, mostly due to, say, reasons around documentation, you know, preparing, you know, formatting, everything else, like refactoring the code, I think, if that is done, you know, maybe cleaning it all up is pending, but you should be able to see most of these get open sourced at the earliest. We aim to launch each of these contracts this month, right? especially the video drops functionality that was tested last month, or since last month it has been under tested on the DevNet, and you know, soon you should be able to see the details on testnet, and proud me video drops on testnet and then on mainnet. So this is this is another update from an engineering standpoint, like especially with respect to contracts. And at the same time, we also have, I think there are a few governance details. Probably, Jatin, these updates, let me share these updates a bit later in a different section.
Sure. I think that works. We'll get to our updates from Fanatics and Chetan for, hearing from what our community and creators are up to. I saw that there is some great activity going on Omnitrix Market campaigns page, with I think 12 plus campaigns listed and a lot of collector pass being minted. So Chetan, what's that about?
Hey, hello everyone. Hi Jatin, hello Sisla, hi Supo. A huge shout out to our FlickSpam members. A huge shout out to Nina here. Good to see you here, Nina. A huge shout out to Rack FM, Joseph, our Fanatics members, Daya, Abram, Leonor, and everyone present. Also, huge shout out to Sneels and Chris, present in the space, Steels and Rehman. A huge shout out to everyone who are new to the space, and a huge shout out to the ones who've been following our spaces. Welcome to FlixTalk number 113. All right, so let me give you a brief about what Flix Friday is all about. Flix Friday is an activity which Fanatics do. Flix Fanatics, our community sub DAO, they do every first Friday of every month. This is an interesting activity because every activity has a different theme. This time, our Fanatics thought of making use of campaigns. And generally, the activity did not start yet. The activity is going to start on April 4th, 2 p.m. UTC, to April 6th, 2 p.m. UTC. What the team did was identify around 12 collections, which are community-driven collections. Collections like Steak Sito, Cheesecake, collections like Gata Dao. You know, these collections have been like biggest collections, collections by Binary Holdings. These collections have been like biggest collections by Bro and Bro, which have been dropped to the delegators, which have been dropped to the different community members. And we have identified such collections and created campaigns for these collections, where the NFT holders of these collections were able to go ahead and claim their Flix Friday, April 24. Collector pass. So the claim window is still on. Few of the collections got claimed completely, 100% claimed, like Tangled Stream Swap collection, which he dropped to all the Stream Swap participants, and collections from different communities got, few of the communities got 100% claimed, and we have around around 6,800 plus NFTs got minted. 6,853 NFTs got minted. Different collector passes got minted. Now, the actual campaign is going to start from April 4th, 2 p.m. UTC. Now, what our creators are doing? So passes were also dropped, claimed by the FlixFam badge holders, one of the most active badge holders on OmniFlix market. So, if I can go ahead and say that these pass holders are one of the most active community members of not just OmniFlix, but from different communities. All the different communities have tweeted about the campaign, asking their NFT holders to go ahead and claim these NFTs. So what our creators are doing are, they are creating campaigns for these collector pass holders to drop them NFTs. We have till now we have got like 12 campaigns in place. We have got campaigns from Darklight, we have got campaigns from Beads, we have got campaigns from Salute, we've got campaign from different creators. We've got around 12 campaigns where we've got campaign from Tabassum, we've got campaign from Pega, we've got campaign from different creators. Tardigrades have created a campaign where they are dropping a Flix NFT plus a fungible token, also a Flix token as well. So basically, all these collector pass holders would be able to participate in these campaigns from 2 p.m. UTC, 4th April to 2 p.m. UTC, 6th April. So they can go ahead and claim all these NFTs which are being drawn by the creators, also FTs which have been drawn by the creators, etc. Now, we've been suggesting there's an idea for the creators. What they can do is, for example, if they're working on a new collection, I think Elements of Cosmos would be is looking forward to do something like this. You're dropping a new collection. What they're doing is they're dropping a wait list NFT for these collector pass holders. They're creating a campaign, dropping a wait list NFT for this pass holders. And those who have the wait list would be able to participate in an auction. So this, you know, these 6K NFTs are by the most active community members, and creators can utilize these active members in different ways. So campaigns are being created. They would be able to go ahead and claim FTs. They'd be able to claim NFTs within the period of the 48 hours. Now, after 48 hours, Fanatics is going to create a campaign once again, where they're going to put up the price pool of 2,000 Flix. The collector pass holders will be able to burn their passes and participate in that campaign to claim Flix tokens as well. So overall, if you see, the Flix Friday collector pass holders are getting NFTs, are getting FTs during the campaign and after the campaign as well. So this is about the whole activity. If you haven't participated in the, if you're a creator on OmniFlix Network, if you haven't participated in the campaign yet, I think, you know, it's a right time to start. If you are looking at a new launch, if you want to make the most out of it during this campaign, do DM us, do talk to us, and we'd be very happy to help you out and create a strategy around how you can utilize the Flix Friday collector pass campaign to the fullest. So the activity is going to start in a few hours from now, April 4th, 2 p.m. UTC to April 6th, 2 p.m. UTC. Collector pass holders would be able to claim different NFTs by different creators. Also would be able to claim FTs by a few of the creators. And also, after the campaign is done, after the 48 hours, there would be a campaign for them to burn the collector passes and claim some Flix. If you remember, claiming Flix tokens during the Flix drop campaign, the same way, you'd be able to burn these NFTs and claim a few FTs as well. So this is about the Flix Friday activity. I would request the Fanatics team to Super Era to join us on the stage and let us know if I missed anything and share their thoughts as well.
Thank you, Chetan. And welcome everyone to Flix Talk 113. Okay, so I don't think you have really missed much. You have explained it. And let's just probably, take this one step at a time. And let me just explain it again in my own words. You have done a fantastic job. I'm sure you have included everything. Just in case if anyone is overwhelmed with what all we are supposed to be doing, it's going to be very simple. Right now, if you will see the pinned post on the space, just go ahead on the campaigns page and check which campaigns you're eligible for and participate in each one of them. This will depend on the number of NFTs you have with us via some of our creators and also some of the validators where you have delegated your tokens. And also if you have a Flix Fam badge, you will be getting a Flix Friday collector pass for each of those campaigns. Hold those, or you want, you can even trade those. That's all up to you. The Flix Friday campaign will start tomorrow, and we will be tweeting about exact steps you will need to follow to make as much as possible from our Flix Friday campaign this month. What I will also request each one of us is, if you are collecting one of the NFTs from our creators, request you to also go on your socials and either tweet or post about the NFT you have got from the creator, and maybe also let us know about your feedback. Help us spread the word about OmniFlix and about also the creators who have put in efforts to create the art and have participated in our Flix Friday campaign starting tomorrow. Now, I will be quickly going ahead also with some very exciting Flix Fanatics updates this week. As most of us would be aware that the very first week of every month brings a lot of Flix giveaways from the SubDAO, because we are rewarding our active members for the past month. And that is something we even did this month, but we did some certain things in a different way to make sure that it benefits our community and our active participants as much as possible. So here I go. The Flix from Batch Holders, this time we had a campaign where you were able to claim 2 Flix tokens for every batch that you have. There were 1,000 slots. Last month we had 750, we increased it to 1,000 slots, and it was claimed as quickly as we put those campaign up. Thank you for this active participation by each one of you. The next Flix from batch, Flix reward campaign will be going on the 1st of May. We also had a Zili quest, and top 50 participants who helped us spread the word or created interactive video, staked 100 Flix tokens, got involved in all the activities Flix Fanatics threw on them via Zili quest sprint. The top 50 got 50 Flix each, and the top 100 received a FlixFam badge. Make sure that the FlixFam badge holders will be now be able to participate in a lot more activities going forward, which has started with the collection of the Flix Friday Collectors Pass day before yesterday, but there will be more coming up. Now, you know, the Flix Friday Collectors Pass, that is also going to be very special this week for us, not just because it's your pass to participate in the Flix Friday, but that can make you eligible for a lot of NFTs by various creators and some Flix tokens too. And those who are in this space, I'm going to make sure that you are also not going to lose out. Even if you are new to OmniFlix, even if you haven't got an NFT yet from one of the creators, NFT yet from one of the validators, if you're in the space, right now, we'll give you an opportunity to get your own Flix Friday Collectors Pass. What you need to do, before 5 p.m. UTC, come on omniflix.tv. There will be a short interactive video by Flix Fanatics on our channel. The video is about our updates, what the team has been up to the whole month, last month in March. View the video. Be up to date with what OmniFlix is up to. End of the video will ask you to select the secret phase to claim your proof of participation NFT. That proof of participation NFT for this week will be Flix Friday Collectors Pass. And the secret phase you need to select is also Flix Friday Collectors Pass. So making it very easy for each one of you to participate and get your Flix Friday Collectors Pass, even if you are new to OmniFlix, and make sure that tomorrow, 2 p.m. UTC onwards, before 6th of April, 2 p.m. UTC, make sure that you do participate in all the campaigns by our creators. I will recommend you to do as early as possible. And one of the NFTs what you will be receiving will be part of the NFTs which our creators have created within their existing collections. And some of those might even be new NFTs from new collections. So feel free to trade those. Feel free to let us know what your experience was. And when the Flix Friday ends on the 6th, there will be another campaign where you will be then finally, once the Flix Friday has ended, able to burn your collector's pass to get some Flix token. The price pool for that will be 2,000 Flix tokens. And it will all be first come, first claim basis. So make sure that you do participate in our secret phase interactive video for the space. Make sure that you come on OmniFlix Marketplace tomorrow at 2 p.m. UTC. View all the campaigns you're eligible for. And you might even be surprised some of the campaigns that you are eligible for when you are active on OmniFlix, because there are a lot of creators who even do drops for their collectors, even beyond the Flix Friday. So make sure that you do participate in all of these. Let us know about your feedback, thoughts, or suggestions. We are available 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on Telegram, Discord, and even on our Twitter page, which is Flix Fanatics. Make sure that you do follow us for all the updates there. Last, before I give the stage back to Chetan or Jatin, tomorrow we will be starting our new sprint. Now, we already have one quest live right now. And that is, if you are in the space, you will be able to go ahead and start the sprint before others by getting 25 XP points. But the main sprint would start tomorrow before our Flix Friday campaign. So please help us spread the word. Please help spread the word for the creators who are participating in this. And make sure that you're using all the dApps of OmniFlix, whether it's OmniFlix TV, Marketplace. Have a look at our stream pay and do let us know what was your favorite dApp, what was your experience. And just an alpha, there is something very interesting planned this month from Flix Fanatics. So make sure that you do set your alarms and be here every Wednesday at 2 p.m. UTC so that you do know able to participate and aware about what we are doing for our Flix Fan community members. Thank you.
Thank you, Super. I think that was a very comprehensive explainer about all what is going on about Flix Friday. Actually, the scale of it, this campaign, and at which all the creators participating can drop their NFTs to is very big. As Super mentioned, people who have FlixFam badges are one of the most active users. They're here claiming badges for participating in the space with special quest activities that are done by Fanatics. It's the most active set that you can get of of Fanatics here, and being able to drop even just special artwork or any sort of NFT that or a badge that you have in the work to do that is I think a good opportunity here that creators can of course maximize on. Second, it's a great example of at what scale you can run an interactive claim campaign. So you don't have to, like earlier before we had this module, people had to collect addresses and then compile and run the, we have bulk transactions, you don't have to do one by one transactions. But still, it was a very tedious thing, and the feature to actually be able to either verify if the holder has NFT just by connecting their account and then they can claim it by themselves is really cool for gamifying the experience as well. In just collecting the collector pass and being taking part in Flix Fridays, the user will be using two mechanisms of the interactive claim module, which is verify to claim and then burn to claim to get to earn Flix from the 2000 Flix pool. So this is a great way for people to experiment and even come up with their own indigenous way of running campaigns like this. And of course, yeah, so make great use of this thing. Love to see so many validator connections that are there. Posthuman, Stakesito, Binary Holding. I think one of the collections have more than 60k NFTs that were dropped. I think it was Friends Validator from what I remember. So these are massive communities to take make use of. So if you're planning to even bring one of your artwork and just mass drop it to even bring awareness about that you are making this art and you want to spread the word, don't lose out on this opportunity. The momentum and the force is with you. Secondly, yes, I just want to give a precursor about what Flix Feast is, and I think Abhishek, if he's available, could even shed more light on it. So yes, as Flix Feast is an activation that will be happening during NFT NYC. The venue is around 15-20 minutes from the main event, so you don't have to worry about, like, you know, crossing the whole like very jam-packed New York City traffic. You can easily access it through public transport as well. This is a creative bunch so that our ambassadors from the Flixverse, we have Sanitos who will be hosting the event, and I think a lot of members from the Flix community and other cosmonauts will be joining there, so that we can, of course, have, like, you know, discuss, talk about NFTs and medias at the heart of NFT NYC. Secondly, it also gives us the opportunity to meet people from other ecosystems, because that's what being truly interchain mean. So we want them to network and collaborate. I think OmniFlix offers a great platform for collaborators to work with each other easily, set royalties. Like, that's some of the features they've had for a long time. Like, you will see, like on OmniFlix TV, people have, you can authorize access to other people. So the platform by itself, the dApps are designed so that people are able to collaborate and work on things together and work in a team, because it's not just about NFTs, it's about media and content, and, you know, content is king. So it's designed that way, and we want more and more people from other ecosystems to know about OmniFlix, to discover our creators, and for them to be able to collaborate on that scale. So that's the focus. Members of the team have already been spreading the word and getting more and more people excited to join in for the creator brunch. Abhishek, would you like to come, and if you're available, would you like to come and share anything I've missed, or maybe add a layer of perspective that I'm missing here?
No, I think you gave the base details. Yes, I'll add the perspective here. Definitely, like you said, we have the opportunity of, yeah, of course, like, we as crew members, we're not there, you know, at NFT NYC this year, but a lot of the ecosystem will be there, right? Like, people that are into NFTs, people that have been dabbling with NFTs. So you have quite a lot of presence across ecosystems at NFT NYC. And these are people that do focus on NFTs, or do focus on utilizing NFTs to, you know, make the most out of their applications, or their, you know, building their communities, or so on and so forth, right? This year, we plan to, you know, we were in talks, we were trying to understand who are the creators that will be attending NFT NYC, you know, if there is something that we can do right there, you know, for our creators, right? And that was when we were talking to Sandy, definitely had a few discussions, and we started coordinating with, you know, Amanda, for those of you that know Amanda Events, right? Started coordinating with her, and eventually organized this brunch. This is the only time I'll probably let the address be known. It's called 1853. And that's about it. It's an invite-only event, so you got to register and you'll have to be approved. If you're a creator listening to this space, I am 100% sure you know how to reach out to any of us and get that approval. We'll be posting the link officially in the next few hours. Yeah, and as I was letting you all know, been talking to Sandy primarily because she's also someone that's active across other ecosystems, be it Tezos, of course, right? She has also friends, I think, on Solana and other ecosystems. So it's quite the match. We do see a lot of Cosmos ecosystem creators, you know, people that minted on Stargaze or even Tettery, Juno, right? So all of these networks, you know, they're all coming down. Corium, you know, we have people within the Corium ecosystem that minted NFTs in the Corium ecosystem coming down. So these are some of the creators that are attending. There'll be a gallery display, a display of art. This will be primarily curated by Sandy herself. And she's also the host of the event, right? Of course, this is not an event where people can go, attend a panel and then, maybe talk to speakers and network and, leave the event. But this will primarily be an event to connect, right? To connect with creators across ecosystems, to connect with people that are keen on building infra when it comes to NFTs, right? Of course, the creators, if you have connections with the builder, the things that you can do are the limit is sky high, right? Or sky is the limit. And, if you are a builder, connecting to creators, talking to them, understanding what they actually need and reading between the lines will help you as a builder definitely plan better, build better, and also deliver better, right? So, if you're a builder within the Cosmos ecosystem or not, if you're a creator in the Cosmos ecosystem or not, do not hesitate to, register for the event. This is a highly curated event. This will be less than 50 people. The total number of entries are 40. So, you should be able to get in provided you register at the earliest. And of course, if you already know Sandy or if you're part of the Omniflix ecosystem, especially for people in the space, reach out to any of us. And if you're at NFT NYC or if you're in NYC on Friday, the 5th of April, right? 2 days from now. Between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. UTC is when you will have the brunch organized. It's called Flix Feast, play on the term Flix Fest, feasting during your brunch hour and so on and so forth. So you should be able to reach out to any of us and we should be able to get you in there. So if you're a creator or a builder, do not hesitate to register and attend the event. Right. If you cannot attend, if you cannot register in time, but you're here today, 1853 is the keyword. You know what to do from here. Right. All right. This is with respect to Flix Feast. Yeah. Again, thanks a lot to Amanda for coordinating all the details. For us to host and execute remotely, and to Sandy as well, who has agreed to kindly host the event and curate the artwork. Not just Sandy, but meet the other creators as well, meet the builders, and let us know what you think, tweet about it, and probably even come down to the space next week and share your thoughts on the event. So this will be the first event where, at least one person from the Fanatics or the crew. Of course, Sandy herself is, a long time member of the community, but, she's a creator and, does not actually handle some of the responsibilities of the crew members or, Fanatics, but of late has been curating creators quite a lot. So do not hesitate to know Sandy if you're in NFT NYC. All right, Flix Feast, April 5th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. UTC. Sorry, not UTC. It's EST. That's New York time. I don't know what that is at UTC, but it'll be on the morning of Friday between 11 and 2 if you're in NFT NYC or if you're in NYC. All right. That is with respect to the Flix Feast. There have been some interesting updates when it comes to governance proposals. A few of the ops around the MEXE proposal have been initiated. We should be able to take care of most of these and, have an updated draft presented on the Discord forum for you all to review, right? So this is with respect to the MEXE listing proposal that was up a few days or like few weeks ago. But at the same time, that needed revisions. You know, we've had quite a lot of community members, you know, share their thoughts, their feedback. So that was something that, that is something that we are working on with the rest of the community as well and aim to take it for. So this is with respect to the MEXC proposal. Now, apart from campaigns, campaigns, I am not sure, but you can visit omniflix.market. You can hit the campaigns tab. Of course, make sure your account is connected. Check the eligibility tab. You should be able to see all the campaigns that you're eligible for. Click on claim. Claim your collector pass if you're eligible for a campaign. If you already claimed your collector pass, from April 4th around 2 p.m. UTC to April 6th, 2 p.m. UTC, you'll see quite a few campaigns. Use your collector pass to be able to claim from those campaigns as well. You know, some of these might have economic value, some of these might not have economic value. Yeah, do check out the details of the campaign. You should be able to understand most of the details, you know, right there. And if not, of course, you can get in touch with us on Telegram, Discord, or Twitter. So this is with respect to the campaigns. Then we've had a few more updates with respect to engineering. We see Articulate over here, you know, just a shout out. We were discussing about the event, FlixFeast brunch at, NFT. At NFT, Articulate and fam, we'll keep you posted on the details. All right. What else is exciting? I'm sure that some of you know that OmniFlix also contributed to a DApp on Osmosis. It's called StreamSwap, and the Flix token was launched using that protocol. It is a time-based token swap protocol on Osmosis, and the Flix token was launched using StreamSwap. Today, the past week has been this week has been huge for StreamSwap. And why are we even talking about a DeFi protocol in a creator space, right? And that too, in the context of OmniFlix, right? It's not because we contributed to it or built it or, it's not because of that. But something interesting happened. If you check out what is happening right now, there's a project called Mad Scientist. They're an NFT project. You can research about them, right? They're the first NFT project on Osmosis and so on and so forth. Like they have a yield-bearing angle as well to their NFTs. This means that they generate some sort of revenue for their holders or people that stake those NFTs and so on and so forth. And this NFT project, they had 10,000 pieces that they had to mint out. And they created what were fungible tokens representing these 10,000 tokens, right? They created like 10 lab tokens for every mad NFT, mad scientist, mad NFT. So one NFT is equal to, or one NFT can be minted using 10 lab tokens. Now these lab tokens are burned after that mint and they're not in use anymore, right? All this is good. There's an angle of a fungible token. There's an angle of course, the NFT as well, right? So they ended up utilizing StreamSwap to launch their fungible token, right? And of course, you know, with StreamSwap, you know, they have a huge community. So that is showing in itself, right? They've been preparing for this, but it wasn't like a lot of prep as well. So all of our best practices playbook, our best practices playbook was like thrown out of the window, but at the same time, a few pages of that book were taken. But definitely, right? Like the macro market condition, it is like, okay, it is not like Bitcoin is roaring beyond like 75K or something like that. You know, things are settling down. But, you know, as a creator, you've got to definitely check out what they're doing And, you know, yeah, us as OmniFlix, Flix crew members, Flix fanatics, we understand these protocols and are completely available, right, for you to make use of us, right? Any insight, any brainstorming session, any experimentation that you want to do, right? Definitely do not hesitate to hit us up. You'll have access to all of this infra on Osmosis for sure, as well as on OmniFlix with, you know, in much more, like with much more context. But at the same time, if you're a creator, do check out what is happening. Do not want to, like, you know, invest a lot of time discussing the mechanism. You know, you should be able to better understand when you check it out for yourself. Follow what is happening on SteamSwap, you know, these 2-3 days, right? Of course, right, like once this is done, maybe we'll also organize a breakdown of what happened, you know, how things worked, because we've been, you know, we've been coordinating with them. We do understand some of the details, you know, ways in which you can prepare. You know, they already had a community. It's not like everyone can do whatever they're doing. Yeah, even L1's failed. So I don't even want to, like, you know, like comment on any of that. But the way they did it, this project is about to launch. It's pretty cool. I am not sure what will happen. Everything can go to zero. No, there's like, you know, zero guarantees, but the protocol works, the mechanism works. Now, as a creator, as someone that's in the ecosystem, Cosmos ecosystem or Web3, you can experiment, right? So take away these 3 points and the mechanism around SteamSwap, pretty beautiful, but for another day. You know, the mechanism to mint MAD token, the MAD Scientist NFTs, you know, that's pretty straightforward. Get your fungible tokens, you know, let's just say we have Chris, we have Tardigrade, right? Yeah, let's just say you have your Chris token or Fight Farm. I think they already have a token farm. I don't want to, like, confuse everyone. Maybe you'll take Tardigrade as an example. Yeah, let's say there is the Tardy token, right? You know, mint the Tardy token, you know, even one fungible token representing one NFT, that's also fine. It'll be too much, but, you know, if there is definitely a lot of interest, it'll be too much because people will have to deal with it in points, right? Like, they'll probably have to buy, you know, 0.1 Tardy for like $10 or something like that. So, you know, yeah, definitely understand what is going on. Check it out for yourself on StreamSwap. The URL is app.streamswap, STREAM stream, swap, SWAP swap.io. So do check it out. And yeah, let us know your thoughts. Like, tweet out. Let's discuss in public or on Discord or, you know, in a private group if you want to. But the mechanism is interesting, and I encourage, you know, we as a team, you know, encourage all of the creators to not only just check it out, but also see how you can utilize, say, even StreamSwap to build your community, right? Yeah, I think this week was extremely good for community infrastructure that was being built out. When I say community infrastructure, we do have Interact to Claim campaigns on OmniFlix. We do have StreamSwap that did well, right? Like 5,000 claims on, or 5,000 plus claims on the IPC module. We did have, you know, yeah, over 1 million Osmo deposited in the lab Osmo StreamSwap stream. We also have another stream that's bootstrapping right now, the Tinker token. So quite a lot is happening. And, you know, we are very excited for use of this tech. And if you're too, do not hesitate to hit us up. In other updates, you know, apart from the MEXE proposal, right, you'll see a few more governance proposals, right? One of them being proposals about migrating liquidity from normal pools to concentrated liquidity pools, right? That'll be one proposal. Then you might also see a discussion around DAO. So, you know, we're talking to the DAO team. You might see the discussion go live on Discord or on Commonwealth in the next few days, right? So you can expect, now we have Cosmosm. Of course, the first set of contracts are not published yet, but at the same time, you can expect, you know, quite a few contracts. You know, we're talking to a few teams, you know, of course, making sure that, you know, we take it slow, but at the same time, our own contracts around NFTs, you know, the minters, you know, the launch pads, no, these are already ready and are being tested. Not only tested, but, you know, like there was like a V1.2, there is a V1 that we wanted to release and then build out V1.1, 1.2 and so on and so forth, but ended up completing the roadmap for V1.2 as well. No, so we're not stopping anywhere. It's just that things externally are taking time, you know, making sure that we are fully ready, right? And you'll also see governance proposals around, you know, of course, the use of tokens, around the migration, as I mentioned, incentivizing those new pools that we are migrating to. And you should also see delegations, you know, pertaining to validators as well as grants to some of the most active creators that have been there or utilizing the OmniFlix infrastructure for over, you know, 2 years now, right? It's not just for those people, but, you know, there are creators that have been consistently, continuously utilizing the infra for over 2 years now. And, you know, just to say thanks, you know, as an acknowledgement, you know, we aim to make sure that the grants are all processed. So these are some of the non-engineering updates that we have for you. From an app standpoint, you know, or again, from a media standpoint, if you have any thoughts or if your media is broken or found to be broken, not hesitate to let us know. You can just upload the file on OmniFlix Studio and it'll all be taken care of. But even if you do not have your file, do not hesitate to let us know. You can take it easy. You don't have any work to do, right? Just in case you find something missing or broken, and if you want to like quickly resolve it, just upload the same asset. If not, that's fine as well, right? So, yeah, Jatin, I think I've covered most of the points, you know, whatever I wanted to. Of course, these are a lot, but yeah, any questions, you know, anyone is welcome.
No, I think that's pretty comprehensive in terms of what all is coming for governance as well. The Mad Scientist project, of course, not just, as you mentioned, like not just our overview as a contributor, but it's always like great to watch import, like, you know, NFT ecosystem also prosper on Cosmos. There are, of course, so many veteran than people who know, have a lot of experience understanding different ecosystem, their liquidity and what it takes to make it in those things. But it's always like, you know, good to see something bubble up and great, like, you know, reach good traction. And I think have other people also start betting on Cosmos and apps in this ecosystem. So I think for that reason, it's always, you know, good to root for it. And it's a process, at least in my perspective, that you can't make. There is nothing like a perfect process of something. So we are all just beta testing one or the other version till it reaches like a better and better stages. But of course, once you get your hands dirty one way or the other, be like, you know, there's one of the person that I recently met said something that the past has to be the villain for the future to be the hero types. So it's sort of like that. Like if you talk about Steamsoft for an example, LBB at the time was the practice and that's how everyone participated. And then people discovered new ways for, like, you know, token launches, and ICO used to be a thing, and then people saw like more mechanisms. And suddenly, like, this thing, but things are always, like, in the past, the best version they could be. So do check out those things. Do participate in the collector campaigns also. We are in the process of improving our apps, our modules, so that they all fit together so much so that it becomes, like, a unified platform for creators, not just to distribute this thing, but to really gamify the experience, to... for it to have true Web3 functionality without having to, like, you know, look to things for reference. So till that time, please experiment, so that one day our modules also become in a way that you look back and you're like, oh yeah, we tried that version and this is how far we have come. Really excited for FlixFeast. We will of course be sharing more and more updates, and we want that such chapters also open up across the globe so that we can activate more communities. We're just happy that this time some OG creators, some ambassadors are at the right spot so that we can do it in NYC. And really putting kudos to the Fanatics and all the members who are taking all the time to create the campaigns, to really make this like an amazing feature reach the masses. This interactive claim is not just for NFTs. It is how we did FlixDrop. And we believe now that more and more projects will be a mix of two different types of assets, the NFT file launch on SteamSwap, there will be in a way that drops will happen using NFTs. And I think this module and StreamPay will become more and more relevant when people will realize that drops don't need to always happen using an airdrop checker and one day just appearing in your account. So really hoping that you everyone gets to try it. More than this, I think just thanks to all creators who continue to bring their artwork and be patient, be super supportive during the whole drone migration aspect. Means a lot. It's to keep the heart of the app pumping even while things don't make sense. It shows a lot of growth and a lot of people continuing to create even when things are a little bit here and there. So appreciate the support there. Really excited for Abhishek. I saw you. Do you want to add something?
Oh yeah. I mean, I'm also thankful to all the creators that sent angry DMs. It's fine. We understand you care. And if your media was loading slowly, ultra slow, or if you had any of those issues, we take complete responsibility. We'll provide better infra, for making sure you engage your community extremely well, right? And last few days we've been seeing glimpses of that happen. And we believe, with all the infra that exists and that is to come, you'll utilize all of this a lot more and build your community.
Yeah. That being said, all the assets are 100% SAFU. You don't need to worry about that. And if you still have any questions, doubt about either launching a campaign or your assets, or you want to be, more involved and share your feedback about something, our DMs and our spaces are, of course, always open. Do reach out to us. I think that's a great time for us to close the space here. Thank you all for tuning in. We hope that you love these updates and you do reach out to us for anything that you found interesting here. We'll be meeting again at FlixTalk 114. Till then, wishing you all a great week ahead. We'll be closing this space in 3, 2, 1.
There's this principle in Taoism where it's like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, like just inevitably it kind of starts to happen. There's this principle in Taoism where it's like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, inevitably it kind of starts to happen.
Chirping on the bird app, listening to nerds flap, wondering why the fuck my timeline's so cursed. It's like everybody's holding heavy bags in Web3. That's why they can't fly, they just drowning in the bird bath, fishing for some dry powder. Watch how we ignite the tower, blowing up their bank accounts, forgetting how to fight the power. Y'all don't even realize how deep this shit goes. They preach an open source, but don't listen to the code. And now it's mutiny, community, uprise. There's no more humility, futility, plus size. Motherfuckers leaking from the wrench down to the bare metal. Which side of the line you bleeding out on when the dust settles? Motherfucking west side shit, needle and noose. Sticking with my armory, Yambato and Bruce. Repping psychedelic artistry, believing the truth. Like these motherfuckers even need a reason to sue?
GM fam. Is it really worth all the effort? Is it really worth all the fighting? Is it really worth all the drama? And the answer, I think, is a clear no.
They started using Zoom, now we finna zoom out. Teaching all these plebidites what this game's really all about. Little baby bitches when they choose to have fits. All you're left with is kibble when you lose all them bits. And that kibble's just sawdust, the shit is all rust. Not a great look, you're what we'd call all nuts. And I for one did not see that coming. Cracking open books, yo, that's a lot of money. Meanwhile, over here rewiring features. More critical thinking, less knee-jerk. More evolution, less shit. Coin preachers pretending to be teachers, y'all just predatory leeches. I mean, please, just look at the track record. A bunch of VC rap fucks sucking up the cheddar. The recipe is two steps, rinse and repeat. Now we all in your butts and we bring in receipts. GM fam, have a seat.
If you're listening to this, my plea to you would be like, don't have to take a side on it. Just say like, is it really worth this war of attrition? It might cost us a lot more than what can be gained by like fighting this to the bitter end. And sometimes it's better to just like move on.
Channel Spaces.